Now, Sif Beis, this is the principle here. Certainly is a nogei alach lamaisa. The actual application will need a little clarification. But it says yehei tzenu beis hakisei. Step one: just because the beis hakisei, and even though I said, you know, the beginning of the last siman, in the beis hakisei, it's a place that's okay to be naked. That's normal. Therefore, you could. It doesn't mean, you know, no rules. They're rules. You shouldn't reveal yourself more than necessary. Literally, it means until you sit down. It means, I can only assume, common sense says the idea is to only uncover yourself as soon as you need to and not before. Right? That's what it means, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan base. You also, the same goes on the way up when you're getting up from the toilet, so you similarly should not leave yourself exposed. Okay, now that's a din, true. Before we get any further, we have to already realize that their clothing was this chaluk, which is like a nightgown. Okay, so the uncovering is a different phenomenon from today. It's going to work a little differently. Just keep that in mind as you go weiter. Like, we are having pants that are coming down, they're having a skirt that's, going up. Yeah, and it's going to work differently, mechanically differently. But the concept already is clear. Just because you're allowed, yes, you can uncover yourself in the bathroom, but only as much as you need to.
Is he by himself, or is he with someone else?
He's by himself. You'll see. For sure by himself. So, inside there now, the Ramaz says, Haga. No two people shouldn't go together at the same time to the bathroom. Now let me re-clarify. This is talking about into the latrine, into the outhouse. It would not be it is not a problem for you and your wife to brush your teeth in the room you call the bathroom at the same time or something. It's not a problem with two people in the same room at the same time. It's two people in that room. And our bathrooms, there are different levels of how lenient people want to be in terms of treating our bathrooms relative to this, but it means you're going to the bathroom to use the bathroom as a toilet facility, and it wouldn't apply.
Not the one.
This it wouldn't apply. Yeah, if you're talking about using another purpose whatsoever. In other words, I don't know. The plumber's coming to fix the toilet. It's also not a problem for people to walk inside to fix the toilet. It's something else. The context is when you're going to the bathroom, you don't go in with somebody else. And that's the getter of this year. One second. Same goes, the toilet room is not a place for talking. Now, again, so it's the same getter. I don't want to offer excessive leniencies here, unnecessarily, yet, or whatever, but we're talking about when you're going to use the toilet. You don't, that room in that capacity, it's not a place for talking. What I mean is, if you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth and there's a toilet there also, this wouldn't apply, Mistama, okay? Even if you say our bathroom is a bathroom, the problem of talking there is in that capacity. Although if the plumber comes, you could talk to the plumber, okay? Mistama, halach lamaisa. You should close the door, ba'ado, like close the door in front of you. You shouldn't sit there with the door open. In other words, I mean, goes without saying, you ought to close the door.
Because when we went to bathhouse, it was a public area.
So now bathhouse might be differently. This is not a bathhouse for sure. This, for now, let's be minimize this to the. We're going. It's the room that functions purely for going to the toilet. We're talking defecation. The outhouse. Yeah, it all becomes a little gray, and like when Ramosha gets involved, everything becomes very, very makel. I don't know if we don't have to go with his huge chedushim or not, but the point is, this isn't addressing that metzias. It's also not addressing even urinals, for example, which is miyuchad for going to relieving yourself, but not for defecation.
The porta potty. It's at the line up.
This is a porta potty. This is a porta potty.
This one and one, but it's talking about one and one at a time, one and one, like a house, one and one, but it's a bunch of porta potties.
Yeah, open. Correct. So this, porta potty, this for sure would apply to porta potty. That for sure would apply. Okay, this would apply to that. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says downstairs, you shouldn't go with someone else, lo yelchu. Now, ve'im mifachid, what happens if you're scared? I don't know what they were scared of necessarily, maybe all the above. it's a dark, dangerous, sneaky, scary, isolated place. Animals, people, I don't know what, Zeke and everything. Yachl echad laniach gado al rosho derech hachalon. So Mr. A, while he's in the bathroom, could have Mr. B putting his hand through the window, and putting his, B can put his hand on A's head, so that he knows he's there. Ubavaj lo yireh peruo. As long as Mr. B, the hand put her on her, doesn't see the nakedness of Mr. A. Kudla kamon, besifches. And sifches will say if you're going, people shouldn't see you going to the toilet. We'll get there. Glikhanes sham lehedia, but for two guys to just walk in together, and that's it. It's, you know. Usser, afilu im ishto, that's not a two place thing to go, even with your wife. One at a time in the bathroom, that's that. In the, yeah, outhouse. Ach, however, im katan she'ein bo da'as, if there's a child that has no da'as, Mutter Likanes, then you can go and the child can come with you. I'm not sure, I was actually, this is what I had this thing out here. I wanted to figure a definition for das. I seem to remember, but I don't have it written down in my notes, that it was when until the child can speak. But I know what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that I mix it up with the din. That has to do with being your wife. So I don't know what das is. I'm sorry to tell you. I was hoping he would say this over here. Is it? I don't know that. I just don't know. Does anyone? By the way, does anybody by any chance have one of these of their own? This volume that they own? They're out of print in the shops, so I can't get it. So I need to come here to use it. And it's a great saving. But anyways. They will sell them separately, but I just this one's out of print. So he says, yeah, okay. So he brings it. It's a child that can't speak, doesn't know how to speak. So he it's from the Arts of Chaim himself, defined it there more. The child doesn't know how to speak. Okay, so that's important. I think it's an important halacha to know. Probably not so much for less so for we men, but it's, I think it's very common. What a lot of times it happens, you have a small child at home, and the mom, this happens every day. She has a baby at home, and what's she supposed to do? She's on her own. So the thing is, you can bring the child in with you to the toilet if you have to keep an eye on it. That's not a problem. If the child can't speak. Okay, so there you know. Good, that's that then.
Are we talking about 3 years old or 5 years
old? Oh, can't speak. I mean, that's probably 18 months old or something. Okay, but 2 years old, they can speak.
3 years of speaking clearly.
Yeah, but somewhere between 12 and 24 months, it's going to happen. I don't know like how much speaking is speaking, but when they start speaking, that's too late. Okay? And they can say what they mean at any level. I want, give me, that's too late. I would say it's dust on that level. I'm saying, as opposed to saying "mommy," "daddy," those words on their own might not indicate much enough das. Okay, you can ask the postik if you have this problem. Where's the line? Okay, fine. Now, not to speak there, sifka dalad lo yidaber. Now, imhu litzorach gadol. What if you really need to, like, don't come in or something urgent like that? Efshar, he's saying efshar. The butla daber calls man she'ein nifna adayin. If you're not actually defecating, we're not talking about urination here, by the way. Although. I have it in my head. I never talk when I urinate, like I'm mocking like that. And so, but maybe I'm just imagining it. I look carefully, but I don't see it anywhere like that. So I don't know. But he's talking about defecation here. Okay, talking because it's very awkward. For some reason in America, it's like the minhag is to chat people when you're urinating. And I'm always like,
here you've never seen.
You don't see it here. Right. So I'm not. I'm like mock, but not so. I just don't know if that's like based on any legitimate thing or not. I don't know. Anyways, be that as it may. So, but here we're definitely talking about gedolim, and we're saying he says letzorach gadol. If you really need to say something, you could speak, but not actually when you're actually excreting. At that point, it's no way. Although the ace shenifna, when it's actually you're expelling stool. Af letzorach gadol asar. You may not speak. Period. And as the machlokas, it comes out. Maybe the pasha comes out even b'shas ha-sakana. It seems like it's a machlokas there. For sure. That's totally asar. No business. That's right. That's right. No way. Phones in the bathroom's out. But now we're talking about something urgent. I don't know what urgent could be. and the urgent to bring the toilet paper. That's urgent, obviously. That's so. Then that lechor be mutar, I guess. But not when you're actually going to the bathroom. Then, even if it's an emergency, you don't have to speak. Okay. Vim ef shar lizgor hadelet. If you
I don't know what.
But it seems like even tzakana. I don't know. Not tzakana stafashas, but tzakana. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed. That's a line you can't cross. That's what's across. Vim ef shar lizgor hadelet. If you can't close the door, v'ish acharot likanes. What happens if someone's come in and you haven't like locked the door? And they like want to come in. What are you going to do? Like, you know, it's happening. You hear them coming in the door, and now you're in trouble. So what do you do if you're actually going to the bathroom? So it says, yinachru ze leze, v'lo yidaberu. Don't talk, just like, you know, clear your throat, grunt. You know, they'll get the hint that you're in there. But you're not supposed to, you can't talk. Now, what's with women? Rakanashim, this, I can't imagine the really halach l'maisa to us today, really necessarily, but anyways, however scary it was for men to go out there and by themselves, it's all the more scary for women, and therefore, Rakanashim Kishahochos the basic key, say when they're going out there by themselves, kavua, that means talking to the latrine, the rabim, and anyone could be there since it's a public place. Kimo base akisa shibasada be mayhem. In their days they had like this, you know, the field where they went. Obachatzer Chatzer Besa Knesses, the Medinas Elu in Poland in Mishabura's time, they had like, you know, public toilets, whatever it was. Hiskino Ham Shiu Mesapra Zum Zu. The rabbi said they could, should talk amongst themselves. Today, Shiyishma Kolan Mibuchutz. Shiyishama, thank you. Kolan Mibuchutz, that their voice should be heard from by people outside. So women should, so the men shouldn't walk in, not knowing who's in there, and be mitzichet of the women. That's totally obviously rather insidious. So they were makel about the women talking. Lachor, not when they're actually being nifta, but I guess one could talk. They could take turns talking if need be. Okay. Yeah. Now, fine. Now, that's the end of that. Sorry. Umashak tzas sham. Thank you. The nichnasos gam ken b'shtayim b'beis akisa. It sounds much of that gemara that it could be that even women could walk in two at a time to the beis akisa. That's that.
You make sure no one else comes in.
For the women, we're talking about women. Yeah. Well, they're not talking about your cubicles. They're talking about the outhouse. But he's saying it's. He sounds maybe even two women can go into that little outhouse together.
So there was two places that they could use at the same time.
I think love Dafka. I think just to hold her hand, so to speak, while she's on the loo.
We'll make sure no one else comes in.
Yeah, just to keep guard with her. I think this is a. Maybe she's scared. I don't know. Indeed, she could or should. Maybe she doesn't want to.
Outside could have been really like with the animals.
Could be Alaska's more scared than inside, for all I know. No, really. It's like this is it's dark and cold and
It's cold and cold. It is raining outside, you know.
But you're right. It's just a wall. There's a flat wall with two.
Right.
At the end of the building or something. And that was called the.
That was called. Yeah, so. That's what he said. That's how he described it. But so he says that maybe even if they need to go together. I think if we live in the. You know, if no one can hear you scream, it's a very scary place to be. Really, that's a scary place to be. And that could be, you're talking dark night, no street lights. So anyway, so that's that. Now, Rav Moshe says, number one, Rav Moshe comes in, we need a modern posse because the bathrooms are very different today. Rav Moshe has several chidushim that make several layers of cooler here. First of all, he says, ideally, we haven't talked about urination yet, and you're going to see urinating in public is going to be essentially fine if you need to. We'll get there. But he says, l'chadchila, it's better to have mechitzas already then. So in other words, if you have a choice, step one, we'll do chumra before kula. If you have a choice, you should use the stalls rather than the urinals, even to urinate. More tzinius. I mean, stands the reason, for goodness sake. I guess with the dividers, it's somewhere that's in the middle. But obviously, it's obviously that much more sneeze, and that would be a preference. I don't know, mechitzas, that's better. A lot of times they don't have mechitzas, like you go to the whatever, they have just like a, you know what they have, I don't want to talk about it. But so sometimes they're more sneeze than others, but anyways, that's one value. You don't need to. Urinating, you can really do it already, you'll see, it's very makele. But mechitzas be more sneeze. Second of all, Ramosha says, any room that has a bath tub in it already is miyuchad for getting undressed. And that being the case, he like says that you can be make on this whole opening din about not uncovering yourself too early. He is very make. That's already like a very big chiddush. He just says the whole thing doesn't apply. What bathrooms? You sit in the bathtub naked. You sit in the shower naked.
But,
okay, so he's saying as you disrobing that room is not is like what people do. And as he, so he says even going to the toilet, this thing does wouldn't apply. That's a mighty big chiddush. I'm just putting on the table. So that's that. The other big chiddush there, Moshe. One of the bit I'll put on the table here, the Rav Moshe wants to suggest that our bathrooms don't have this din at all today, perhaps. The whole, not we go to the bathroom, but in terms of the bathroom itself, because the whole filthiness and horribleness of that place and is that there's so a presence. You know, there's a hole in the ground and in the hole is the stink and it's there. Which is not the case in our bathrooms today. It just isn't. Our bathrooms are basically clean. I mean, my bathroom floor, certainly the ones that my kids don't use, is as clean as, I mean, Chazal wishes their kitchens were as clean as my bathroom is today. It's not a dirty place, it's clean. It smells, it's disinfected every day, and it's shiny, and it's used bleach, and it's not dirty, it doesn't smell. Anyway, so Ramosha once has, there's plenty of this terem there also, okay? In terms of speaking and stuff like that, if need be, there's room for leniency there also. Okay.